This morning, I didn't expect to be speaking today, but through one thing and another, I am. And Stephen read from John chapter 8, and should have been from 37 down to 42. So I'll read that again now for you, just to remind us what I'm going to be speaking about. And what I'm speaking about, as Jesus speaks to the Pharisees and the rulers and the people at that time, he was speaking all about identifying with each other, identifying with God. So just as a reader, just think of that word, identifying. This is what it says. I know you are Abraham's descendants, yet you're ready to kill me because you have no room for my word. I am telling you that I have seen in the Father's presence. Sorry, I'm telling you what I have seen in the Father's presence. And you do what you have heard from your father. Abraham is our father, they answered. If you were Abraham's children, said Jesus, then you would do the things Abraham did. As it is, you are determined to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do such things. You are doing the things your own father does. We are not illegitimate children, they protested. The only father we have is God himself. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I came from God, and now I'm here. And I have not come on my own, but he sent me. Father, let's pray. Father, reveal to us the truth. Reveal to us the reality of what Jesus was trying to share with these people. Reveal it to us that we, Father, would change. That we would take it in, into our hearts and into our minds. And that your word would change our lives. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So there's three things I want to share with you today, again. Jesus, in this passage, he identifies their family. The family of these Pharisees and the rulers and the Jews, Jesus identifies their family. And then he goes on to identify their father. And from there, he goes on to identify their faith. So 37 and 38 say this. I know you're Abraham's descendants, but you're trying to kill me because my word has no place within you. I speak to you the truth of what I have seen in the presence of the Father, and you do what you have heard from your father. Jesus identifies that, listen, they are Abraham's descendants. They are. You know, I have a brother similar in height, similar bald head to me, glasses, similar speech, similar weight, similar mannerisms, even similar allergies. And we're both very similar in ways to what our father was, our dad. We're both easily identifiable as part of the Cliff family. You see, each of us have physical attributes that are descendants had. And those physical attributes were all there with these people regarding Abraham. But they had long lost their spiritual identity to Abraham. They could no longer claim that I'm like Abraham spiritually. Yeah, they might look, they might be Jews and they might have the traditions, but they could no longer say they had any spiritual identity to Abraham. So that family. Unlike Abraham, they would not accept the truth. And you know what? They wouldn't know it, it seems, if it came along and slapped them in the face. They were that far away spiritually from Abraham, from being Abraham's family. You see, their Jewish traditions and legalistic hypocrisy over the generations had robbed them of any spiritual identity to Abraham. And you know what? Over the years, this very same thing has happened to us in our country. We've lost, as a country, any resemblance to being a Christian country. I was looking at a YouTube video this week, and it said the top 20 most atheistic countries. In there was Israel and the UK. And the UK was fifth. Fifth. You see, to the outside world, we still appear as a country to be part of the Christian family, don't we? But our appearance is very different to the reality. Just like these men who Jesus was talking about. And it's the same with us. The reality of our personal belief is often very different to the appearance that we give. You see, these people had that appearance of being part of Abraham's family. But Jesus is saying, listen, you belong to the devil. You belong to the devil's family. Timothy, Paul writes a letter to Timothy. And it says this in 3:5. It says, having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. And he goes on to say, avoid those kind of people. And Matthew 6:24 says, no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. There's a very clear separation between the reality and the appearance. You see, religion that they had, that these men who Jesus was talking to, it was self-serving to them. And it was it was such that it would deny. Jesus says, listen, you're denying the words of God. They were no longer part of the same spiritual family of Abraham. Jesus had agreed that they were part of the physical genealogy of Abraham, but their spirituality was from Satan. I wonder today, if Jesus came back today, I wonder what family you'd belong to. I wonder if you could search your hearts today and say, yeah, I am of Jesus. I'm of that family. You see, you're either a Christian and you're going to act like a Christian so that others might see you're a Christian and of that Christian family of Jesus. Or it's an illusion. And the reality is, you belong to some other family. I wonder what spiritual passport you have. I wonder what crest. I've just got a new passport, and on the crest is like a crown for a British passport, black with gold crown. I wonder what crest is on your heart today. Would it be a cross? Or would it be a world? I wonder what, when we pass, I wonder what airline you'll be flying on. Will you be flying on that one that takes you below? Or will you be flying on the one that takes you above? What family did they belong to? Jesus was very clear. These people were living a religious illusion. And I'm telling you, in this country today, the majority of people are the same. All the ceremonies, all the traditions will not pay the price for their sin. You see, they prefer to live in the darkness. And so as Jesus previously said, you will die in your sins. The wonderful thing is, the scriptures teach this. It's never too late to be born again. Isn't that good news? It's never too late to be born again. The opportunity is afforded to us while we have breath. I wonder if you are one of the religious, will you give it up today? For a real, truthful, honest relationship with the God of heaven, Jesus. I wonder if you'll do it today and become part of his family. You see, Jesus identified their family, and it's easy for him to identify ours. Then Jesus identified their father. John 8, 39 to 41. Abraham is your father, they replied. If you were the children of Abraham, said Jesus, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you're trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham never did such a thing. You're doing the works of your father, the devil. You're doing the works of your father. But it wasn't God the Father. It was the devil. See, they didn't realize, but their conversation with Jesus had been spiritual from the start. They were talking fleshly and worldly, but Jesus had always been talking spiritually. And he was telling them, look, the way you're living your life, it's as different as night is today from Abraham. You see, Abraham always recognized the voice of God. These men couldn't recognize it or hear it. If you want to read what kind of man Abraham was, one of the great chapters is Genesis 18. And three strangers are approaching Abraham. And he recognized immediately the angel of the Lord, Jesus. Immediately. And later on, because of his relationship, because of his faith, he would plead for the lives of men and women. Genesis 18 says this, so the men turned from there and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood before the Lord. Stood before the Lord. And as he was walking along, Abraham pleads for the lives of the righteous. 50, 45, 30, 20, 10. Will you destroy them? If there's 10 there, John 14, that wonderful chapter where Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He also says this. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Do you love him? Do you want to please him? I was speaking to a friend Friday evening and sharing how much Jesus showed he loved his mother. And you know how he showed it? He showed it by his actions at that wedding at Canaan. He says, woman, my time hasn't come yet. And she didn't say anything else. You know what the Bible says? She just went to the servants. She left him, just went to the servants and said, do whatever he says. She was confident of his love for her. You see, there are different kinds of love. But in each case, in every case, the intent, the real intent of real love is to please the one you love. You see, the Pharisees in this case, they weren't interested in pleasing God. You see, what was most important to them is what people could see on the outside. You know what Jesus says about them? I wonder if this applies to us. He says in Matthew 23, "You are whitewashed tombs. You're white on the outside, looking good. But on the inside, you are dead." I wonder if we're more interested in how we look on the outside than how we're acting to please our Father. He says, "If you were Abraham's children, you wouldn't be trying to kill me, but worshipping me." Yes, the Jews were inheritors of the promise. Yes, they were elected to reveal the truth of God's word, His love, His mercy, His grace, His patience, elected to reveal all those attributes to mankind. You see, He gave them a ministry. He chose them, and He gave them a ministry. Go and reveal what I'm like to mankind. You see, they were to be ambassadors of the Old Testament, ambassadors of God. We are to be ambassadors for Jesus Christ of the New Testament. 2 Corinthians tells us, so we are ambassadors for Christ, God making His appeal to mankind through us. Listen, we beseech you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. We beseech you. That's what I do this morning. I beseech you to be reconciled to God through Jesus. You see, like many today, they believed, but they were spiritually dead, spiritually arrogant. They were like their father, the devil. And listen to what they said. "We're not illegitimate children. Only our Father is God Himself." You see, they thought Jesus was referring to Sarah, wife of Abraham, having an illicit relationship. When Isaac was born, it wasn't Abraham's son. They thought Jesus was referring to that. She had a different father. See, they simply couldn't understand. As I said earlier, you see, Jesus had been speaking to them spiritually all the time. They couldn't understand. I wonder if you can this morning. I wonder if you can understand what's being said in those scriptures. You see, to have God as your Father, you must love Him and obey Him. And this is what He says. You must be born again. Of the Holy Spirit. Are you prepared to do that today? If you're not already born again, are you prepared to get down on your hands and knees and ask God to forgive you and come and make His home in your body? Because for those who are born again, we are the temple Our God is a living God. He doesn't live in this bricks and mortar. He lives in here. You see, Jesus had identified their family to them. Then he identified their father to them. And then he goes on. And he identifies their faith or their lack of it. He says this, why do you not understand what I am saying? Verse 43. It is because you are unable to accept my message. Don't trust it. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out his desires. This is 44. He was a murderer from the beginning, refusing, just like them, just like some of us, to uphold the truth. Because for them, there was no truth in them. What was the message that Jesus, they couldn't accept his message. What was that message that he was trying to relate to them? You see, that message that Jesus was trying to relate to them, they should have already known. John the Baptist says, look, the Lamb of God takes away the sins of the world. John the Baptist, there hadn't been prophets for 400 years, and John the Baptist comes. One calling in the wilderness, it says. He says, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. They should have known, but they had no faith. Had no faith in the Old Testament scriptures that Jesus was going to come. Genesis 22 tells us the story about Abraham the father and his son Isaac. It says, take your son, your only son, whom you love, and go up to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. Take your son, whom you love, and offer him as a burnt offering. And then in 22:14, we know what happened, or you should do if you've read the story. Just as he was about to slay his son, God says, stop. Stop. And what God was saying is, listen, it's not good enough. I will provide the Lamb. Listen to what he says. So Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide. You see, that's the message that was in the Old Testament that those Pharisees, if they trusted God, would have read and understand. If they'd have had faith, they would have been expecting Jesus, as was John the Baptist. But they didn't. You see, it was 2,000 years later. But God kept his promise. He provided the Lamb. Hebrews 10:10, wonderful. And by God's will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. He says, once for all. It was once. He wouldn't even let Abraham slay Isaac because it would only be the once. You see, Jesus identifies not their faith, but their lack of it. They had no faith in God's word and no faith in God's promises. Oh, they believed in God or a God, but they didn't trust him. Do you? Do you trust him this morning? You see, the reason he couldn't understand the message was because they didn't care about it. They didn't care about reading God's word. They didn't care about knowing God's word. Oh, they knew the words, but they didn't have it in their hearts. You see, their traditions meant more. Their religion meant more. You see, hearing God's word, taking it in, and let it reside in your heart, you know what happens and what it means? You will have to change. They didn't want to. They were happy with their little life. I've spoken to many people who believe in God, but they will not be born again. They do not want to change, and they will die in their sins. And I was like them one time. I thought I was good enough. I thought I was good enough for heaven. See, I had friends. And that's it, really. When you've got friends, it's a sign, really, that according to your peers, you're not that bad, are you? Who wants to befriend a bad person? I could carry on with my life. Carry on with the life I was living. I had no need to change. I had friends. I believed in God. But I believed a lie. I was deceived by the world. Like the rest, I was fooled into a false sense of security. You see, Jesus identified their faith in God, or the lack of it. They had none. What about you? Do you have enough faith to trust his word? People think I am OTT, honestly, they do. And I think I'm just normal. Not quite sure about that. If I'm born again, I can't be normal, can I? Because normal is the majority. They had no faith. Jesus identified that. What about you and me? Don't be taken now down that road of that false sense of security because you have friends. That illusion that because you believe in God, you're okay and you're safe. My family were Christians, so I was christened as a... Don't go down that route. Read his word. Believe it. Take it in here and store it. Another wonderful little hymn. Turn your eyes upon who? Upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim. In what light? In the light of his glory and grace. I wonder this morning, are your ears being tickled? I hope not. I hope not. I'm going to tell you something. That thief on the cross escaped hell by a breath. You see, Jesus identified their family. He identified their father. And he identified their faith. And he will do the same to us. We can't hide. He sees the reality. I pray you wouldn't fall into false sense of security, that illusion that the world gives, because it's the illusion that Satan gave to Eve. Amen. Let's pray. Father, help us, because without you we're lost. Lord, I want to know you more. I want to serve you more. I want to love you more. Father, I pray that for my brothers and sisters here today. As we go from here, Lord, help us to have a mind for you instead of ourselves, a heart for you instead of ourselves, that we might lift up Jesus high, that he might draw men to himself. Amen. Amen. Amen.